నిత్యం శుద్ధం నిరాభాసం నిరాకారం నిరంజనం నిత్యబోధం చిదానందం గురుబ్రహ్మ నమామ్యగం. గురుర్బ్రహ్మ గురుర్విష్ణు గురుదేవో మహేశ్వర గురుస్సాక్షాత్ పరబ్రహ్మం తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. సగనావవదు సగనౌ భునక్తు సక వీర్యం కరవావగై తేజస్వినావదీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావగై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. గురుభ్యో నమః. గుడ్ మార్నింగ్. థ్యాంక్స్ టు శ్రీ బాలాజీ ఫర్ దిస్ ఇన్విటేషన్ టు దిస్ సత్సంగ్ అండ్ థ్యాంక్స్ టు ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఫర్ మేకింగ్ ఇట్ టుడే. The topic for our discussion is the context and the essence of Sankhya Yoga, chapter 2 in Bhagavad Gita. It may be difficult to do justice in the allotted 1 hour, but we shall try. I also know that most of you have studied this chapter, so we can concentrate on the specific aspects of this chapter and the key learnings to take away. This we do by perhaps posing a number of questions, such as, what is Sankhya Yoga? What is the significant impact of this chapter? What is the benefit to us? Not for some unknown future life or punya, etc., but for making our lives better here and now. So please let me have your participation and rapt attention, as the subject is quite intricate and interesting. Our objective in life is to be happy, is it not? We only strive to seek happiness. But if we analyze, we see that our thoughts and deeds are always engaged in solving some problems or removing some grief. In all our walks of life, grief and despair always creep in uninvited. In fact, we give importance to the grief only. Take an example. When you see a person, happy person, you just simply pass. But when you see someone who is sad or in distress, you are keen to know why and perhaps try to help. You know why this is? It is because grieving is unnatural. Our nature is to be happy state. Therefore, to rid of what is not natural is our intrinsic tendency. So, we can assert to get rid of grief is a common goal for the humanity. The question is there a cure that can absolve all the causes of grief? Yes, declares our Shastras. Bhagavad Gita is a solace to all and the universal relief for grief. Are we prepared to accept this? Don't we seek a proof or an assurance? How can a book of knowledge, however it may be revered by many, offer the solace to the humanity and absolve all its grief? As problems are many and different, varying from person to person, time to time, place to place. In other words, as we take our circumstances as the shoga karanam, How can there be one magic bullet as a cure for all? Let this be our inquiry today. Therefore, we need to prove, one, Bhagavad Gita is indeed the solace to the human grief. Two, it has the right knowledge to substantiate its goal. And more importantly, it offers practical steps so that we can follow and remove our grief forever. Okay, let this inquiry be limited to chapter 2. That's fine, because chapter 2 is the most important chapter in Bhagavad Gita.